Well, when the exiles came back from captivity, God was willing to make a new covenant with them. They had broken the old covenant. And although God would not break his side of it, they had broken it. And you remember in Zechariah, he takes his sticks and he breaks them and says, "And so is broken the covenant." The covenant had been broken by them. And God recognized that, and they were suffering the curses for having broken the covenant. They went into captivity. And therefore, because God wanted them back, he offered them a new covenant. And in Ezekiel 40 to 48, you have a description of a possible temple system and a city that is a commandment for them to build. Unfortunately, they didn't do that. And that system there is clearly not the law of Moses revived. It is another kind of system. When you come to Jeremiah, particularly in this context, when I think about Jeremiah 24, God says that he would give or put a new heart into the heart of the exiles who came back. That's Jeremiah 24, verse 7. It's developed in Jeremiah 31, 32, 33, where we read about this new spirit that he would give them. You've got it in Ezekiel 37. He would put a new spirit in the dry bones of the exiles, and they would revive. The idea is that he would put his thinking, his spirit, into theirs and make them obedient. Now, they didn't accept that new covenant, and yet they almost could have done. They almost got there. For example, Nehemiah 7, Nehemiah says, "My God put into my heart to gather together the nobles, etc." And you read this quite often, particularly in Nehemiah, about a new heart, a new idea, new ideas, initiatives being put into human minds who are willing to respond. Nehemiah 2 verse 12 is an example of that. So God can work directly on the human mind. It's not that he faces off against man over an open Bible and says, "Well, it's over to you." He reaches across the table and he is willing to put ideas into our minds. He obviously did this with Cyrus, who he stirred up to make the decree to let the captives return. Now, Judah generally didn't want that. And yet when you come to the New Testament, you read about this new covenant being made available to those in Christ. When we break bread, we take the cup, which is the symbol of the new covenant. And so this promise of the Spirit in our hearts, of a new spirit, of a new mind, is made to us. And just as it started to work in the hearts of people like Nehemiah, so it can work in ours. This doesn't mean that God will force you to be spiritually minded. It means that he will help you. And this really meets the true need of every spiritually minded person. Do we not feel that I want to be spiritually minded, but unfortunately, I don't know what it is, but something holds me back. My mind gets cluttered with the immediate that's going on around me, a broken gutter, one of the children sick or whatever, some domestic crisis, or just thinking about just quite mundane, inane kind of stuff just comes into our mind. We want to think and be differently. We want to have the mind of Jesus, but how can we get it? We seem intrinsically limited, and yet we are not intrinsically limited to the point that we have no option but to be unspiritual people. And yet, on the other hand, we are weak. And this is where Jesus promises us the Spirit of Christ, his help, that we might become like him. And this is what we so desperately need. And this was the promise of the new covenant. This is what was offered to the exiles, and they turned it down. And this is what began to be accepted by Nehemiah, when God put into my heart to do this or that, because he himself wanted that. So God will psychologically confirm you in the path that you wish to take. And we need to open ourselves to that possibility, stop relying completely on our own mental strength, our own psychological strength, to sort of make ourselves spiritually minded. You cannot get there in your own strength. But he is willing and eager, because he wants us to be spiritually minded, right? We want to be spiritually minded. And quite simply, He is eager and willing to help us.